following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Hey, welcome back to Cruella Classics for Saturday, June 18th, 2022. We're going to play some highlights of the Adam Carolla Show here for you. My name is Chris Loxamana. I'm the executive producer of the Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, Carolla archivist super fan Giovanni.
Hi, Chris. Hey, everybody. We got a great Saturday full of some really funny clips, and I hope you guys enjoy them.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped because we are going to kick it off with another round of Banks Bracket Madness from 2019.
It just won't end. Adam Carolla Show 2536, Gina Grad and Brian Bishop. This is from March 25th, 2019. It's Bracket Madness Round 5. Check it out.
All right, we're going to the brackets.
Welcome back to Banks Bracket Madness, where there are more losers than a Carolla family reunion. Speaking of, yesterday saw your votes making Language of Losers the winner of the second Lackey Conference matchup against a song about spilling seed, number one seeded Gary's Jet Airliner. In the KLSX Conference, Ann Coulter was the clear winner over Bohemian Brusca, though all of us were losers for having to hear her voice. Today, we continue with another matchup from the Christmas Conference. First up, a song about a man who's not so jolly.
Gum on sidewalks, bums on sidewalks, illegal selling ice cream, freeway signs with barbed wire and graffiti, traffic crawling, clunkers stalling, backed up mile after mile. So on every podcast you will hear, Adam yell, Adam yell, Adam yell, yell. LA's such a piece of shit city. Au revoir,
au revoir,
Tony Villar. One day he'll just move away.
Powerful.
Yeah, I had a chance to drive. I bring it up every time because it gets imprinted in my mind. I had to drive from La Cunada down to Mid-Wilshire. And there's that point where it just spits you off somewhere on Western. You just like take it all, take Western all the way across or whatever it is, Santa Monica. The homeless, the trash, it's like it's nuts. Yeah. It is Damnation Alley. It's Armageddon out there. Like it's, I try to stay away from the city and Hollywood and LA and the pocket between LA and Hancock Park or Hollywood or whatever. It is a goddamn mess out there.
Wasn't like if Natalia you get, scared?
She,
in the
well,
car?
That was in Sun Valley.
Oh,
but
right,
same
gotcha.
Deal. She didn't want to get out of the car. Like it's dicey. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Yeah. It's like, first off, the garbage is overwhelming.
Yeah,
like I started,
it's piled high.
I was just going down, I think it was like Santa Monica down around Western or Normandy or something. And I was like looking up side streets heading up toward the freeway. It's just garbage.
Yeah.
It's out of control. It's like at some point, it's like that movie, toy soldiers. Or wait a minute. What was the one where they took over the academy?
That's it.
There is a movie called Toy Soldiers.
Isn't that like Sean Astin? Sean Astin, yeah.
Yes. It's like we had this academy called Los Angeles that was run by the colonel, and now we've given it up. Mm. We've given up. Mm. It is a goddamn dicey mess. I couldn't imagine walking anywhere, especially like with your kids.
There you go, making Toy Soldiers references again.
That's right. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Dawson.
Up against that Grinchy song is a tune about a guy who's tuned out.
So this is August. The stoned pelican hit the buffet before him, or he'll leave you with none. Oh yes, it's Mike August, the world's cheapest man. Stole the toilet paper from the hotel can. His name is Mike August. He's the world's cheapest one. He'd sell his own grandma for a couple of bucks. His name is Mike August. Stole his brother-in-law's shoes. Such a penny pincher. People think he's a Jew. Merry Christmas, Mike August. But who the song is about, he'd be pissed if he heard it. But he's too tuned out.
I don't know Mike's version of him wearing his brother-in-law's shoes, but I said, whose shoes are those? I like to ask people, where'd you get those shoes? Because I don't trust people. Mm. And Fondelier many years ago.
Suspicious footwear going on around here.
Fondelier came walking in here with some suspicious tennis shoes once, and I was like, where'd you get those shoes? He's like, those are my shoes. And I was like, where'd you get them? And he's like, had him. You know what I mean? I go, where'd you get him? She goes, they're my dad's. I go, good. Why don't you say that the first time so I can get on with my life? They're just white shoes, but they were Wilson. And I just thought, ooh, what?
That's not a young man's shoe.
29-year-old wears a Wilson shoe. Anyway, so I looked down at Mike and I was like, where'd you get those shoes? He's like, I got them. You know, and it's like, I want to know the story of those shoes. And he said, they're my brother-in-law's. And I was like, he gave you those shoes? No, I'm house sitting. I said, why are you wearing his shoes? He's like, he's not wearing them.
Oh. He's not wrong.
He's in Louisiana. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. We're not on a date. Like, you're not trying to look stylish. You don't want to put miles on your shoes.
Yeah, if you can help it.
I think that's what's going on. Yeah. He'd give you another answer, but I think he didn't want to put – this wasn't a fashion thing.
Every step is where's tread.
Not wanting to put mileage on his shoes. Yeah. Not wanting to devalue. Like it was a leased car, and you had to turn it back in.
Maybe he's a genius.
He may be.
Evil genius.
Yeah. All right.
You did this to me last week. You asked me about my shoes, and I told you that Nate gave them to me.
Oh, really?
That? Yeah. You said, what's up with your shoes? And I said, oh, I just got them. And then he's like, no, what's going on? And I said, oh, well, Nate gave them to me because he didn't want them.
I study everybody, and it's not the shoe. It's the shoe they wear. Mm-hmm. So when I see you in different shoes out of your lane, then I have questions.
Out of your bowling lane.
But they were just tennis shoes, or what were they?
They're like green. Yeah, green tennis shoes.
But it didn't add up for Chris.
But they weren't yours. Yeah. Okay. All right. I notice things. That's all right. I should have been a detective. I think I could bust a lot of cold cases wide open.
Gumshoe.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Next up, we're back in the it doesn't fit into a category, but it's too good not to play conference. Where our first contender is the Ace Award winner from 2017 and the longest song in the tournament. So buckle up.
could be the beginning of something great, or it could be painful, humiliating 20 minutes. First off, I got to say this. I'm nervous. I don't know why, but I've never done this before.
Jimmy Kimmel, Pets on Plane, Adam's Magic, Crystal Brain, Backup Beavers, Brian's Cancer, Lazy Hippie Mom, Seth MacFarlane, Gavin Newsom, Asshole Patton, Troller, Sue and Brian, Cranston, Brian Bishop, both spelled with a Y. Ken Burns, Achatine, No Red Turns, Jay Moore, the Def Rat guy, Brian Cranston does gay eye, No More Showers, Hygiene, he pissed off the Philippines, Alec Baldwin railed, Hoffer, Darkness, Ryan, goodbye. He's the 2000 podcast, and he'll keep complaining, anger never waning. He's the 2000 podcast, and he'll keep on going, cause his heart is blowing. Overpower makes you sick. 50 years we'll all be chicks. Max a bat, a half Targary jerking on a flight. Fitz Dog, Dr. Spaz, Richard Martin, NY Jazz, Larry Miller's road trips, Occupy Wall Street, K-Rock, Road Hard, Newman's got a winning dot, Fondelier is dropping turds, Harlan Williams doing birds, Strasser, Weak and Rage, podcast on a cruise ship, Endless Rant, IPA, turn them in a rose and he's a 2000 podcast. And he'll keep complaining, anger never waning. He's the 2000 podcast. And he'll keep on going, cause his heart is blowing. Tebow game, Artie Lang, August looks like Katie Lang, Rich Banks, Genius Tips, who the fuck sells this shit? Garrett Ghost, Dr. Drew, David Wild, Bald Jew, Lackey stole his microbrew, Elliot Gould interview. Sonny Bono, Yoko, Beastie Boys, Holland Oates, Hauser, Mike Rowe, Mayo, Vio, Retardo, Dawson, President Me, made of peanut allergies, retards at the HuffPo, Kevin Smith's an asshole. He's the 2000 podcast, and he'll keep complaining, anger never waning. He's the 2000 podcast, and he'll keep on going, cause his heart is blowing. Albert Brooks has best guest, Lynette kicked off Southwest, Molly, Philly, Big Mama got it all. Sonny and Natalia, not Taco Bell material. Olga, cheap calls, chain smoking baby doll. No beer in first class, Dagas, Teddy, Pendergrass, DFT, not JV. What else do you want from me? He's the 2000 podcast, and you keep complaining, and you're never waning. He's the 2000 podcast, and you keep on going, cause his heart is blowing. Taboo to Bungalow Sue, definitely not a Jew. Rich man, poor man, Bollywood, Kalen. Taxes, fair share, Jeff Ross, Rose, Eisen, and the Goalposts. Guinness record from Gervais, Celebrity Apprentice. Made a movie, favorite tweets, red bracelet for eating beets. Do his best, not your best, window of negligence. He sold out Seattle's more, Mangria's in your liquor store. What can he complain about? Mom is chanting freak out. He's the 2000 podcast. And you keep complaining, and you're never waning. He's the 2000 podcast. And if the mics were gone, we'd still get it on and on.
That doesn't seem fair. They shouldn't be eligible. It's just too good. It's something.
It's epic.
You guys should
it's pretty fantastic.
Go online and look at it, too, because the visuals are just insane.
The visuals are great. Mm. That really takes another level. We had the pleasure of watching it with the visuals. You guys do yourselves a favor and check it out.
And you know what? I get a little teary-eyed when I watch that.
It's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
It's also, it's life moves so fast, you just can't keep track of all this stuff. So this reminds you.
There are so many moments.
Oh, yeah. All right, Dawson.
What's up against that?
The next song isn't as long, but it just might be as strong. It's an ode to one particular street in Los Angeles.
Can we make a moratorium slash ban on goddamn Alvera Street? The San Fernando Valley's turning to Tijuana. How about we launch Honky Avenue? Just Rich Whitey lounging with like a mint julep. Uh-huh.
There is a street called Alvera. With lots of Mexican shit to be found.
A poncho? It's like a rug you can wear.
But nowadays in Los Angeles, that could be any street in the town. And so we gotta walk down to Honky Avenue, Alvera Street for Whitey. Oh, we gonna rock.
plays there nightly.
Never ending Dave Matthews.
Stores are selling gold cufflinks to guys who own an NFL team. A $12 chai tea for your drink. It's a Donald Trump wet dream. Good God, we're gonna rock down to Honky Avenue. Free parking for your Tesla. It's a white people fiesta.
Honky Street, everybody. There we go.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
That is a funny song.
It's unfortunate that Honky Avenue has to run into the buzzsaw that is 2005.
I know, because that song does make me laugh. And it is funny that we still have an Alvera Street when every street's Alvera Street.
It's thriving.
All right, sorry, Jonathan.
Go to AdamCarolla.com now. Vote to see who goes to the Sweet 16 of Banks Bracket Madness.
Today's episode is brought to you by BlindsGalore.com. BlindsGalore.com is family-owned and run and was the first place to buy custom window treatments online. They've been doing this for over 20 years and have covered over 2 million windows. Blinds, blackout shades, shutters, drapery, motorized window coverings that connect to your Amazon Alexa. They've got it all. These aren't the same generic cut-down products you'll find at a hardware store. These blinds and shades are all custom-made for you. Everything is built to your exact measurements for a perfect fit, and you'll feel like a pro. Blinds Galore's new Build-A-Blind tool lets you create and customize your window treatments so you can see exactly what they'll look like right on screen before you buy. If you have any questions, Blinds Galore's expert customer care team will be happy to help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. Whether you need more privacy, to sleep in, to cool down, or just to fix a room, Blinds Galore has exactly what you're looking for. BlindsGalore.com is the best place to get designer blinds and shades without a designer price. Order up to 15 free samples with Blinds Galore today to get started and take up to 45% off when you check out. That's BlindsGalore.com and let them know that we sent you. And that was Banks Bracket Madness. Back in 2019, we have another bracket segment coming up for you later this episode, so make sure to stick around. But first, let's go back to 2010 and hear Adam talking to Dr. Drew.
It's Adam Carolla Show, episode 245. Another one of these live day and date Tuesday shows before they change the format. Teresa Strasser, Brian Bishop in studio. They get a phone call from Dr. Drew. This is part one. Part two will be playing tomorrow on the Carolla Classics feed. Make sure you're subscribed so you can hear the full episode. Until then, this is from January of 2010. Hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome to the live show, streaming live. And then, today's a what? Tuesday? So today's a Tuesday, and if you're sitting at your computer right now, you're hearing the show live. And if you're downloading the show, then it's hopefully Wednesday, almost the following day. It's almost live, 12 hours away or so. Teresa Strasser, fresh off her appearance on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Two shows.
Yeah, we taped two shows today, and I think I've done maybe three already this season.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what did they have a topic, like Jewish chicks who can't say no to men?
Yeah, and it was
wow, right on the nose.
I don't make fun of her nose.
Oh, come on.
Jesus Christ,
that's
Brian.
That's what I meant.
Wow.
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 Are we 1 minute into this?
Now, why did they, I mean,
why would they
have you on Dr. Phil?
Okay, what I just heard was,
you're right.
Teresa, I'm not sure if your mic is on, you're muting it. There you go.
All right.
Oh, see. Sorry, I had to pee. Okay. I muted my mic.
All right. So you're fresh off your Dr. Phil performance.
Yeah, and in fact, they had a panel on to discuss issues that are important to women,
mm-hmm.
and me and some other people. And so they decided it was going well, so they made it into two shows.
Oh, really?
But that made me late coming over here, so I wanted to call. Mm-hmm. And so I had to stop down production mm-hmm. to get my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, an audience of 100 is waiting, and then Dr. Phil personally came over and was like, I understand you need to make a call. And I'm now a little nervous. Like, I'm so sorry, but I... And then he said, let me walk you off stage and you can have some privacy.
Did he say it in a shaming way?
No, because that's what really Phil does. He's really nice.
Was he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's smart.
Is he one of these guys we want to... I know he has to be smart, but don't you want to... I mean, you want to hate him.
I think he's got to dumb it down a little bit. His show. But yeah, you can't hate him. And his wife is really sweet and...
God damn it.
I know.
I hate that.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate it when people I want to hate are nice. All right. Now, Donnie's saying you can go to AdamCarolla.com and watch a show live, except for if you're at AdamCarolla.com, you're watching the show already, and if you're hearing it tomorrow, then you can't see it live.
Yeah.
So there's also a reason to say that.
Right.
Are you saying that Donnie's ability to reason through difficult... Yeah. Timing issues.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad. I'm looking at Donnie's back right now, so he clearly didn't type that.
Well, it was up for a little. Okay. It was up for a little while. All right. Sorry. So, in our day and date show, we always do the news.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, you look good. You're growing a mustache.
Yeah, I was on Dr. Phil today as well.
You did.
And it went really well. Issues important to women. Cooking, cleaning, whatever you broads do. Now, I'm a big fan of David.
Snatching a man.
That's right. I'm a big fan of David Cross, so I figured I would look a lot like him with my mustache.
You are a couple days' growth and 50 pounds away from becoming a younger
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
You really are. Yeah. Doesn't David Cross have kind of a hot young girlfriend now?
God willing.
Whose name escapes me, but yeah.
Oh, well.
So you're feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I had a bug bite on my lip, and so I figured rather than shave over it and cause massive hemorrhaging, I would let the mustache grow. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Listen, it's good. I saw Brad Pitt on the, he was trying to get some money for Haiti. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. They need a new soccer stadium or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on over there. But anyway, I don't watch the news. But he had the goat, like a weird, crusty, kind of fucked up, long, gray, puby thing coming off of him. Isn't it weird when really good-looking guys go, how can I fuck up my looks?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, they go like, how can I make women not attracted to me? And they don't realize that no matter how physically unattractive you make yourself, the fact that your name Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp or, better yet, the greatest aphrodisiac of all, I'm trying to make myself look ugly, which makes chicks hot.
Well, you know, women do not do that. I mean, I cannot think of an example of a woman who's incredibly naturally beautiful that tries to, you know, look worse.
I'll tell you what they do. They fuck around with their hair to the point where they're trying to make it look good, but it's like they're painting and they never know when to put down the roller.
Right.
And they just keep going back and eventually it gets clumped up and shit gets stuck into it and it gets fucked up. Like Charlize Theron, when she's in the Italian Job, she's not going to get any better looking than that.
Right.
But at some point, somebody decides to have her go with the henna or the strawberry color or whatever. I understand when she's doing Monster.
She's
got to pack on a little weight and fuck up her teeth, but... they will change their hair color. I just saw and are one of the most beautiful. I'll give you a fine example.
Okay.
One of the most attractive women around for quite some time was Brooke Burns. Not Brooke Burke.
Right. I get these two. Who's
attractive?
Brooke Burke, blonde. Brooke Burns, brunette.
Right.
And one was with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. And one was with possibly. I may have been with
any
Bruce
number
Willis.
Of actions.
Like, I have no idea. I don't know. I'm a heavy sleeper.
Sure.
The point is this. I'm assuming everyone's been with Bruce Willis. The point is, one of them did a show called Dog Eat Dog, and it was funny.
Burke.
Yeah. No, Brooke Burns did Dog Eat Dog.
Yeah.
And when Brian does the, he's calling me a liar. But Brooke Burns did Dog Eat Dog. And she was a hot blonde. She's like in a bikini. And the show was really confusing because it was called Dog Eat Dog, except for it had nothing to do with dogs. It was just people, good looking people, bungee jumping into a tank of water all day. And she was blonde. We're seeing a picture of her now, not as a blonde.
Brooke Blonde did Dog Eat Dog. Keep going.
Brooke Burns Blonde did Dog Eat Dog. And if you find me a picture of Brooke Burns from Dog Eat Dog, you'll see one of the best looking women you've ever seen in your life. Now, she auditioned the other day to do my sitcom, and her hair was black, and she'd done that thing where women believe that there's no such thing as too skinny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the too rich part they got, but the too skinny part they don't got. So she comes in and she's a little too skinny and her hair's like a little too black. Now, in her mind, she's working on her hair and she's working on her body, but she's managed to take herself from a buxom, beautiful, natural looking, semi-curvaceous blonde into something that's less than what she was.
Yes.
She managed to knock off. She went from a 10 to a 8.
Yes, this wasn't her letting herself go. This was her trying to look prettier.
Right.
Failing.
Yeah, by all means, go the Kathleen Turner route. Just, you know, crawl inside a Cutty Sark bottle and never put down the Pall Malls unfiltered, and you'll be fine. But this wasn't that. This was a calorie burning that made themselves. Could you imagine a guy burning these calories and ugling themselves? I don't know if that's a word. Ugling themselves up. So you see the composite of Brooke Burns and her in the blonde and the bathing suit. And again, thin, but not by TV standards, per se. You know, and it had, still had some curves and a little bosom there. And she's now lost it all and dyed her hair black. And she still looks fantastic, but not as good as she could have.
How was her acting?
Out of this. No. she's not going to get the part. She was surprising. Surprisingly good, I should say.
She was going for Adam's part, so that's the problem.
Now, would she have been playing your love interest?
No, she'd be playing the bitchy chick whose house I was remodeling. And
Megan Mullally.
Yeah. Although, no, we're not hiring
Seems
her.
Seems like she's always...
Denise Richards came in yesterday.
Really?
She looked amazing.
She's her face is amazing.
She's so good looking.
It's ridiculous, right? Yeah. And on her reality show, her dad was there, and he's good looking.
Yeah.
Comes from a stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little girls are cute.
Yeah.
Now, when she walked in the room, did you feel like a wall of crazy, or did she seem sane?
She seemed sane, but she was I think she was holding her lap dog, and she was doing a scene where she had a little like teacup poodle or something like that, and she was doing a scene where she's having to scream at me and like scream at the building inspector and, you know, just like out of control, sort of over the top diva kind of just going nuts. And the dog didn't flinch or blink or anything, just sat there under her arm. And then when she left, I you couldn't hold a cat and start screaming.
Sure.
You can barely squeeze out a silent fart with a cat without it climbing up your face, you know? So I said, when she left, I said, I wonder if those dogs kind of like those like dander free cats or something are almost bred for super bitchy wailing. Yeah. Because if you think about it, if you're going to be a starlet's dog and you're going to be under the arm of the starlet, I mean, and they wear these things like an old guy wears a pacemaker. I mean, right. They don't fly without them. They don't talk to their agent without them.
They physically can't.
They
need this. This is an adaptive advantage. Like a herding dog has to know how to herd.
Right.
A lap dog has to know how to deal with shrill voice.
Right. So how many like, oh my God, this is completely wrong. Oh, you've destroyed my kitchen. Oh, you know, are yelling at her agent or yelling at her travel agent or yelling at the parking, you know, the meter person that's writing a ticket. I mean, like, these dogs must have to just sit there while this shrill, crazy, bitchy voice just comes flying out at least 50 times a day and not bat an eye, right?
They can't be noisy.
I'm saying, I bet if that dog fell asleep in its doggy basket and lit an M80 off by its head, it wouldn't roll over.
Well, let me ask you this about Denise Richards, because I was curious when that whole thing went down with Charlie Sheen on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me thought, this is Denise Richards' happiest day. Because you didn't know who was crazy between those two, and now it starts to
point
to him.
Oh, you mean the latest Charlie Sheen
episode. The most recent, yeah.
What is the latest? Recap for me, please.
It's Vindication. He was in Aspen with his new wife and, like, threatened to stab her.
With a hunting knife. Yeah, I mean, he got arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad times.
Yeah, for her, yeah.
The happiest Christmas of all.
The greatest gift.
The best gift, yeah.
Yeah.
The greatest gift, yeah. But also, why the fuck are people marrying Charlie Sheen? Like, can't you just fuck him and let him buy you shit?
Right.
It's
insane. I mean, like, having kids with the guy.
Yeah, what did you think was going to happen?
I'm not sure. He got all the crazy misogyny out of his system.
Ah, oh, come on. He's in commercials with Michael Jordan. He's a good guy. He wears Hanes.
Look, I, you know, there's a part of me that just says you deserve what you get because we know why you're there. If it was Charlie Sheen the plumber or Charlie Sheen the fry cook, you wouldn't be marrying the guy, right?
How did Emilio Estevez get off so relatively normal?
Yeah.
He must have been raised by his neighbors or by his stepmother or something. Yeah, how does Emilio Estevez, how does he come across as the sanest, straightest guy on the planet?
He's in Mighty Ducks
5. Did he marry Paula Abdul?
He did.
Ooh.
He did.
Ooh.
Back when she was sane?
Evidently. He said, I need to find someone shorter than me.
Because otherwise, it's going to look insane. You know, the little figurines on the wedding cake when the when the bride is towering over the groom. That's not going to work.
It says the whole thing actual size.
Yeah, I think that was based on height. I really do. I think that's a decision that was based on height. I mean, I thought he was like, I would get tired of climbing up Denise Richards' leg to fuck her. So I'm
going to scale Denise Richards again.
Yeah, I'm going to find someone to scale down. Plus, she's doing that video with MC Scat Cat.
Yeah.
She seems, you know, her back's not out. She's not on pain meds. She's doing great. She's barely on the QVC.
That's right.
You know? I don't hold them. I don't hold that decision against her.
Are you watching American Idol this season, speaking of Paula?
No, I've just seen, I see, here's the whole thing about American Idol. It's the same thing I have with, like, The Biggest Loser and many other TV shows that I don't watch. You either watch the actual show or you're forced to watch because they run fucking, I mean, you can watch a fucking Ken Burns documentary and in the middle, a clip from this week's American Idol will pop up.
You're like, going to see that guy singing about the pants on the ground.
That's right. Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
Hour 6 of Civil War is suddenly.
Wow. Pants on the ground. Right. Black guy screaming pants on the ground. There's nothing with the fiddle playing in the background. I mean, that's the whole thing. I feel like I've seen American Idol. You know you've arrived as a TV show where the people who tune into your show watch your show every week, and then everyone else just has it rammed up their ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you turn on, you know, Entertainment Tonight or any of these other news shows or any of these other shows where they get together, or even late night shows where, you know, there's a round table or a monologue or whatever, pow, there's your American Idol fix. So, and it's the same way with The World's Biggest Loser. It's a super fucking fat, lactating guy with the areolas the size of hubcaps. It's pow, front and center. I don't watch a show because it's disgusting to see those super fat guys, but it's foisted on you because they hit you in the commercial when you're eating your dinner. So I've not seen American Idol. Look, half of it is just a put-on, right? The guy's up there doing his Tiny Tim, singing his underpants. Like, yeah. Give me a fucking break.
To me, it seems like in the early going before Hollywood Week, and we discuss this
yes,
before.
Yes, this is my favorite. Yes.
But this is my least favorite because it seems like the bad people are divided into two categories. People who just want to get on TV and know they're bad and are doing performance art, and people who are somewhere on the autism scale and are being horribly exploited.
Right.
Both of those aren't amusing to me.
Right. One way, you're being exploited, and the next direction, the other person's being exploited. Uh-oh. What's going on there, Weezer?
I wanted to fix your phone, but I wanted to tell you, we're streaming live on the iPhone.
Oh.
So if you download the viewer Stick Cam viewer app, you can watch it on the iPhone now.
Wow, I wouldn't be slouching so much.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
I got a phone call coming in for you, too. A special one. You'll want it.
I'm sure I'll be delighted. Everyone, I agree with Donnie. Forget about that boring old steering wheel. Pick up that iPhone and really be entertained. You can't be entertained. You ever see how boring a car
just goes round and round.
And it's like, oh, we get it. Pedestrians, cars stopping in front of blah, 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 blah. It's like staring into an aquarium with super boring groupers in them. Yeah, why don't you check out your
red
iPhone?
Red light, green light. We get it.
Right.
Go stop.
Occasionally yellow, but not very long.
Right. Ugh, Oprah did a whole show on don't text while you drive. That's her big cause.
Did a whole show on that?
No,
listen, I'll hold on a second. Just because I'm clairvoyant and I know Oprah. Parents came in, right?
Yeah.
Lost a daughter.
Check.
Lost a daughter. With a lot of promise, by the way. Yeah. Not some whore that was strung out on methadone.
No.
But this one had promise. She was Harvard or Yale bound, student council. Yeah, pictures of her in a cheerleading outfit.
What other kind of guests do you think might Oprah have had?
Eventually the guy who clipped them had to come confront the family with a teary eyed. There's probably a lot of these declarations. Nothing I can say can bring back your daughter. I always like that one. Really? Because I thought there was some sort of safe word.
You're basically quoting the transcripts, and you could work for Harpo.
I know how all this shit works. That's why. And fucking Oprah does the same fucking show every 2 days.
I'll tell you what, though. It's the same as having 4 drinks texting while driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, the joke's on them because I drive on 5 drinks. Drew?
Yeah.
Are you on?
I'm here.
Yeah, buddy.
Boy, I almost forgot what a genius you are. But thank you for the reminder. I'm back. Woo!
Drew, hold on a second. Let me get my earphones on.
Yeah. Drew, this is Teresa. Celebrity Rehab is so incredible this season. It's beyond description.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. We've only just entered the world of Tom Sizemore, too. That was the most interesting part of it.
I was watching, as I always do, with my family as a cautionary tale.
Right.
Not about the drinking and the boozing, but by becoming a sellout celebrity with three shows and profiting on other people's pain.
Wow. Yeah, never taken that tack before. Good time.
You weren't expecting that.
Yeah, you thought I was going to say, don't take drugs. You see what it does, kids?
Well, I know that you just enjoy your medicine while watching the show, but...
Yeah, to be fair, it was a couple hours before I was going to enjoy my medicine, and we were sitting in bed, and we were watching Tom Sizemore get out of control. And then the whole thing, and here's a funny thing, and you tell me how this went. And I don't understand it. I understand it, but I don't understand it. Like, Tom Sizemore, Heidi Fleiss is in her room. Mm-hmm. And she's just kicking back in her sweatpants, going through withdrawals, thinking about macaws.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think about a cause. She thinks about macaws.
Yeah.
She loves herself some goddamn parrots.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fact that there is a mosaic of 450 macaws behind her head, and you walk in and go, wow, are these your birds? And she goes, not all of them. I'm like, wow. Do you own a flock of Canadian geese that we're not aware of?
She has trouble connecting to human beings.
It was her geese that brought down that jet over the Hudson, by the way. They did her bidding.
Oh, my God.
She trolls them with mind control. So... she's lying in bed, and she's just going through her withdrawal, right?
Yeah.
Tom Sizemore comes in sweating like a Baptist minister. He just comes in there. He's sweating away. You're drawing some blood. You're finding... And by the way, when you do Sizemore's toxicology report on his blood, I'm not telling you how to produce a TV show, but it is only an hour long, so just list the stuff that's not in his blood.
Yeah, it'd be easier. Yeah, you're right.
Because Drew went through, like, a guy came out with short pants and buckles on his shoes and a scroll rolled out, and he rang a bell and he yelled, here he, and then the next 40 minutes was dedicated to what they found. They found seagull shit in there.
That's right.
And there was nothing that wasn't found in Tom... In his blood. As a matter of fact, they didn't even find blood in his blood.
There was no room
for platelets.
But what about the touching moment when Heidi and Tom Sizemore saw each other?
Well, that's my question, Drew.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Phillips went and got Heidi Fleiss. She said, oh, who's down here? And why does she need to go get her? Was she dispatched to go get her? And what is that? Because I would have never done that. If your XT had showed up at the rehab that we're both in, I wouldn't run down the hall and grab you.
I honestly thought to myself, if that were me, I would have probably wanted to fix my hair or put on a little lip gloss first.
Right.
Because you don't want to see the X and, look unkempt.
She can't put on a little lip gloss.
Yeah.
Well, there was
it's
a lot
gallon
of,
or nothing.
There was a lot of talk about, how are you going to be okay? You're going to be okay. And then finally he showed up. And so the other patients were kind of anxious about it. And so was I.
But...
there was some reality to that. I don't know if anybody dispatched her. I was with Tom, obviously. But I know there several days had gone on. We were like, are you all right? Are you okay? How are you going to feel? How's this going to go? And so it wasn't just as though she had no idea he was coming.
Right. See, I like Dennis Rodman's approach to the whole thing, which is I'll be in my room beating off.
Right.
Or on the treadmill walking with my headphones
on. Now, he did chase after the ambulance when they took Mindy McCready after her seizure.
Yes, yeah, he was helpful that evening, but then shut back down again. He stayed with us all the way through Sober House and actually does make some progress. I bring his mother out. A lot of stuff happens, old Dennis.
Quick question, or another quick comment, continuity comment. Minnie McCready, by the way, Ball Bryan has all her records.
Yeah.
Oh, Bryan, nice.
I know.
Strangely, while we're speaking, I just got a text from her.
What did it say?
Hmm?
What did it say?
It said call me, so I'm going to give her a call in a few minutes.
So, she probably just jumped off a bridge in the interim.
Well done, Adam.
Thank you. She's relatively young, right? Early 30s?
Yes.
And she's a talent, right?
Yeah.
So she's the kind of person, I mean, I hate to say it, but some of these people, it's like when the guy, let's say... you have a 91 Camaro with a V6 in it that has 370,000 miles on it. And the mechanic goes, it's going to need a new transmission. And you go, fuck it.
Yep.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
some of these people, honestly, you give this, I know it's your job to care, but as a viewer, it's like, all right, she doesn't have a good movie left in her, she doesn't have a good album left in her, whatever. She's not going to become Miss Teen USA again, like, who gives a shit? But Minnie McCready actually has a viable talent that could definitely come out, you know, win some more Grammys and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And so the Reclamation Project with someone like that, it actually, there's she has more songs to sing and more stories to tell.
She can offer something.
Right.
I believe she's out there starting to sing, too. So I'll give you the update to the extent that she allows me after I talk to her today. But speaking of that kind of thing, Jeff Conway, of course, fell down and broke his leg. But I just talked to him. He's doing actually well, so that's good.
And I noticed, because I follow you on Twitter, me and 1.7 other million people, but I noticed 1.8.
Wow. Stand corrected and shamed.
Another thing I'm going to tell my kids not to do when they're watching Drew's show.
Andy Dick got in a little trouble recently, and Dr. Drew was asked to send out a tweet on his behalf saying that, you know, not to judge until all the facts are out.
Yeah. What did you find out about Andy? Do you know anything about his condition?
I talked to him quite a bit. He's okay. I don't know what the facts are. He says they're quite different than what is being reported. I'm just staying out of it and just trying to support the guy. He's scared. I mean, it's a really nasty thing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and the nasty thing is that he felt up some guy in West Virginia, or
it's allegedly that's the allegation.
That'll cliche.
Well, the old thing about Andy Dick is, he's amazingly, brutally honest. So whatever he says happened or didn't happen when we do get him in here, whenever they let him out of the pokey or out of rehab or wherever he is, whatever he tells you happened, because he can't lie. It's like physically impossible for him to do that. But the question I had, Dr. Drew, I had a little continuity problem. You ready?
Yeah, I understand. You're going to start producing the show. It's awesome.
Yeah, because he had Minnie McCready fall off the bed because she had a seizure, right?
Yeah.
And poor Mackenzie Phillips, it happened to be right in the middle of a story, and the seizure looked like a punchline.
Yeah.
So you have poor Mackenzie Phillips, like, laughing while this person's writhing around on the floor, almost like Dick Shawn dying on stage many years ago.
Right.
Or was it Dick Gaudier? Either way.
Dick Shawn, yeah.
Some dick died on stage. And the audience doesn't know. They think it's part of the act. You know what I mean?
It was so theatrical, the way the seizure looked. I would have thought she was faking.
Right. And she did it like a...
But what's the continuity problem?
Continuity problem is she had her shoulder dislocated, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys said she's gonna have to have surgery and have to have it repaired. And then the next scene, she was going to get her brain tested, and she was walking around without a sling, and her arms were just flying around wildly.
Yeah, turns out the dislocation, I don't remember that copy of stuff, but it turns out the reality is it was a very, very painful relocation of her shoulder that she dislocated repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
And there's conversation about having an operation to tighten that down, but no way was she going to get it during all this.
I just wanted to see a sling on the bitch. That's
all
I'm
saying. She had it for one day. She had it for one day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that was it. And the fact is her recovery was much quicker than we expected. So,
so she's like Mel Gibson in...
Exactly.
That movie where she can undo her shoulder and get out of a straitjacket.
Lethal weapon.
Yeah.
It must be complicated in terms of pain management when you have to be careful what you give somebody.
Yes, and she got some pain meds in the ER and really didn't require it after that. I was anticipating a big mess. And then, you know, the craziest thing that happens in treatment is if one patient gets a pain pill, the other has become overwhelmed with jealousy.
Sure.
They become angry with the patient that gets the painkiller.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that didn't happen. Hey, I have to run here, but listen, one of the reasons I called was to just congratulate you on the stick cam thing. Is this the first show today, or have you been doing this for a while?
My grandfather started it in like 1951.
I know you developed this technology personally. I know you're deeply involved with
the stick cam. Second
show. My chopped liver.
Yeah, all Donnie.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going with this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's really well. It's really nice. Donnie Twittered it, so I looked over on, you know, to your site.
Thank you.
It's well done, Brian.
Thanks.
It's very nice. Awesome. You guys look great.
Let me say this secondly, Jew. Chopped liver, not bad in your world. You guys love chopped liver.
It's just one of my chopped liver.
Saying to the goyim.
Yeah.
You guys have like chicken liver omelets and shit like that. You say to the goyim, what am I chopped liver? You guys need something else to be chopped.
Yeah.
You couldn't even use tongue. doesn't work. You guys eat everything.
Cheeks. Oh, those
Listen,
are good, though.
Dr.
Yeah.
Drew has
hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. I'll see you Saturday night at the Improv, Melrose Improv. Everyone, Saturday night, almost sold out. First show's almost sold out. We got a second show, and still a few tickets left for that. So we'll see you there Saturday night, Melrose Improv.
I will be there, and when we see each other, we'll figure out what the F it is we're going to do.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Good time. Thanks, Drew.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
All right. The great Dr. Drew.
And that clip was from 2010 with Adam, Teresa, and Brian talking to Dr. Drew on the phone. And that will do it for part one of today's episode. Stick around, part two coming up next.